5. It's your boy Highs. Let's go. What up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Highs. But Pamela G not here right now. She is out doing her thing, performing, getting ready, shooting new videos. So you know what? It's just me. But don't worry, I have an artist coming up here today, right now. And y'all going to love it. You already know. If you don't know him, you're going to know him. It's your boy, Bruce. He's going to be up here rocking out, jamming, and we're going to play some of his music, and we're going to get down to it. We're going to see, can he surpass the Midnight Hour 215 questions? And we're going to see what his freestyle ability is. Man, because you already know, here at the Midnight Hour 215, we test the artists that come up here. We see what's in their mind. We see what's on their brain, and we get right down to it. So, on that note, let's start off with one of Bruce's songs. Let's go.
Yeah. These dudes wild out for show. They not hard. They ain't got that dough. Everything they say is some bullshit. But what you can believe in, it's the whole.
Blow an ounce, pop a few Zanny bars, go berserk, a certified hood star. Why would you come against this thing of ours? We whole fan, pound for pound, by far. Done dotta, done did it, done gun it. You can get it for free, yo, who won it? I ain't stingy, no to hand them out. And all that shit you was talking before, now what you talk about? Crush crews, bust moves, a real slugger. Always talking on green, you know a tree hugger. Big brother to your big brother. So who you gonna call? We coming for war, you best to take cover. Big boy with the gap tooth. Saliva on the track, spit truth. Hit me up to see what I'm into. Ball hit it, animated just like Caillou.
Y'all, wow,
these niggas can't get with us, my clique is ridiculous.
Y'all, wow,
these niggas can't get with us, my clique is ridiculous. Get your team ready, y'all ain't about the grind. Only dough on the streets and I want mine. Pull up on them, hop out like one time. Bullets humming, reflection in the sunshine. It's all fun and games till they air it out. Act the fool, y'all know what I'm about. We running things without a shadow of a doubt. Coming our way, suggest you change your route. The hitter on the right of me, an outlaw, but no way they indicting me. Your girl on me, she sent some nudes, but her pictures, they just don't excite me. A real G, keep it 100. No need to ask, you know who done it. The big boy with the potty mouth. It's the whole, we turn up and then we turn it out.
Y'all, wow,
these niggas can't get with us, my clique is ridiculous. With us, my clique is ridiculous.
Let's go, get up. When you try to same old bullshit. When you try to same old bullshit. Let's go, get up. When you try to same old bullshit.
I hit him up with that bird, stick him. I got the dogs off the leash now, sick 'em. Broads in the lock looking for the dick 'em. But I'm too fly for that, so I don't fuck with 'em. I make the world look small, a jet setter. Dining with the elite, mobbing with good fellas. I tip my skimmer to the fly dames. A man about town, so when they ain't dropping, my name dropping. Too cool for school, with a collar smoke. I get the party popping. We rowdy over here, we holding down the rear. They call it VIP. I call it being me. Read, mommy, this is good. Read, mommy, get up.
When you tired of that same old bullshit, just call my clique. Let's go, hold it up. When you tired of that
tired of that same old bullshit. It's called my clique. It's the whole get up. When you tired of that same old bullshit. It's called my clique.
So what up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Hives right here in the midnight hour 215. Like I told you, Pamela G is out shooting music videos, getting it in, hosting shows, and making it do what it do for her and the crew. So right now, I'm chilling with the boy Bruise. So on that note, Bruise, what up?
What's good with you, Hives? You know what I'm saying? Sui whole family. It's the whole.
All right. So one of the things I want to ask you on the midnight hour 215 is what's some of the events that you got coming up? You know,
in and out of Philly, or we just talking about Philly?
Man, we talking about whatever you got coming up to make it do what it do.
Why? So we got Philly. What is it called? Dinka's Paradise.
Dalot.
Okay. February 7th is No Cover come through. We got Detroit artists coming out. We got Indiana artists coming out. We got Ohio artists coming out. We got it's gonna be a nice hip hop night.
All right, so what type of artists you think these people are that's going to be coming out? Because I want these people to know that you got the number one spot right now that's making this shit happen.
I mean, they'll be there. I'll be there. That's the spot you want to see. You want to see Sui whole family. That's who you're coming out there to see. But everybody else popping, man. We got my man Russ from Non Brigade. I'm sorry, Son of Jan from Non Brigade. We got my man Mo coming out from Detroit. My DJ Dream Money, he from Detroit. So, you know, it's going to be a mixture of just Motown, Philly, good hip-hop. Excuse me. Good hip-hop.
All right, so, man, so that good hip-hop, that good feel, that shit that people love.
That they can relate to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That, you right. know. We catered to the middle-age hip-hoppers, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know.
Are something that they can get down to and move to.
Man,
so, man,
sure.
So one of the things I want to get into right now is the Midnight Hour 215 questions.
Okay, let's get it.
So, this is called Finish the Sentence. If you wasn't an artist, what would you be?
A bum.
A bum?
Yeah.
If you was on an island for 12 years, what three albums or mixtapes would you take with you on this island?
Rakim paid in full. Any Wu-Tang album.
Okay.
And something EPMD.
Oh, yeah, you rocking that old school. Now, is it something for the ladies that, you know, might be some women on this island?
You ain't say that.
Hey, you on the island for 12 years. It's got to be women.
Listen, then I'll take that Bruise After Dark. Look that thing up and listen to it. I'll take that.
You heard it first, people, man. That Bruise After Dark, man.
Look, listen to it.
Rock out with it. Vibe with it. Next question. What's your favorite shoe out? Past time, right now.
I'm a Puma dude. Right now Puma got this purple line out right now. So I just grabbed a new pair and I'm like, I'm a Puma dude.
All right.
The three P's, baby. Pumas, polos, fully fitted caps. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I can rock with that. I'm a hat man myself.
Alright.
I'm a hat man myself. Got a wall full of hats. So, is there any new music that you have been working on? Other than the song that we just played, is there any new music that you're working on right now? Like a new album?
I don't do albums no more, man. I'm a single dude. I throw out singles, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
December 4th, I just dropped a single called Bruise. The video is on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Just type in BRU. IZ and you'll get that joint, new joint. I got a song called Go Get Right come out February 19th.
Okay.
And I got a song called I Am featuring my man Uchi Khan from Detroit that's coming out March 15th.
Okay.
I got some singles dropping, got some new videos dropping, got some movies that's getting ready to come out. I'm in some series and whatnot. So, you know.
Okay, so you out here making them moves and making it do what it do.
Trying to, you know.
Oh, yeah, I could vibe with you on it. I could fuck with you on it, you know.
All right.
You know. So, when it comes to artists that you can fuck with on an artist level, what do you look for in other artists to be like, man, yeah, we can do this feature? What's one of those things that let you know, yeah, they got the juice to fuck with you?
So, I'm not a dude to critique another dude's skills or nothing like that. So, the second thing would be if they hot. The first thing would be if they gonna be able to promote this song. If the fans that's getting ready to come out when we performing these songs. You know what I mean? So, there's different factors that go into it for me.
Okay. All right. So, as I'm sitting here looking at YouTube on the songs you got mm-hmm. going on, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of songs right here of when you being looked. I'm looking at you like, bro, you Googleable.
Oh yeah, you know I mean, you can Google a nigga.
You know what I mean, it's not that many artists that been in the game for a long time or haven't been in the game for a long time that's Googleable.
Being a
rap artist myself and creating this new wave of myself, what defines your hip hop? What's one of the things that define your hip hop for like the things that you do? Like what type of hip hop or rap that you do? What would you name it as?
I'm a hood dude, like. But, you know, I'm not a punchline dude. I like it. I'm a slang guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a slang dude. So, it's just hood. You know what I'm saying? Understandable hood. I'm not a cussy dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't cuss a lot or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But my topics is grimy. I'm a hood dude.
Right. I feel you. See, look, mine's a little different, brother. Mm. Mine's a little different, like, everybody know, you listen to my songs, I cuss. Okay. But it's not only do I cuss, it's the feeling behind the word. So if I say the word, if I use MF, a motherfucker, mm-hmm. you will understand the tone of my voice, the bass of my voice, mm-hmm. and the way that it goes, that you will get it. But it's the whole thing is, I do video game rapping. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different mm-hmm. lane of people that want, like, how do you do this?
Mm. I'm just saying, you know, like, I mean, if you look at me, you think is getting ready to be rowdy. It is right. Gonna be rowdy, you know what I'm saying? But I've walked away from shows where people thought I cussed, and I know I never did. You know right. what I'm saying? But right. it's the look, it's the grime, you know, it's what it is. But I don't necessarily, but I say nigga a lot. That's right. My word. I use it. I don't care who don't like it. I use it, and that's what it is.
Right. Like that word right there, that's like one of my most words that I kind of use. But it's the whole thing is, I take the word nigga because everybody think nigga is a bad word. But at the end of the day, nigga actually, in my standpoint, means non-immigrants gaining, gathering, achieving. We the only people that didn't immigrate.
You know what though? I don't care about no acronyms. I don't care about nothing. I use nigga. Nigga is my word. You know what I'm saying? And nigga can mean a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
Not even just the cats trying to act like, you know, you put the A on the N instead of the ER. It don't matter. Nigga to them mean what it mean. Nigga to us mean what it mean. They know what it mean when they say it. We know what we mean when we say it. You know what I'm saying? So to keep on trying to argue that using the word is a problem, you know what I'm saying? It's the way you say things, anything, not just that word, it's the way you say anything. Like, nigga won't just get you punched in the mouth the way your tone is to get you punched in your mouth too. So like, what's the difference? I'm gonna say it, whoever got a problem with it, we can talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, we can debate on it. We can talk about this word.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I understand what the word means in the world, you know what I'm right. saying? And I also understand what the word means to us, you know what I'm saying? So right. it's whatever, but right. yeah, that's what it is with me.
All right, so another thing I want to get into is one album of yours. What would technically be your favorite album that you ever did?
All right, so I've been in groups since I was 15.
Okay.
Right, so, and I like being in groups, you know what I'm saying? The solo stuff has been it's been some years, you know what I mean? Just because I had to, because cats had life issues going on, and this is what I do for life, you know what I mean? So I had to keep going. So it would be an album with one of them groups, like the Dirty Rat DR album with my family, Riz and Big Ra, J Boog. That was a real close album to me, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? It, group stuff. I listen to all my old stuff, all my new stuff. You know, I'm on the road all the time, so I don't really listen to radio and shit like that. So I you know what I mean? I listen to the old stuff. So yeah, something from one of them groups, Smooth Brothers, Dirty Rats, one of them cats, one of them groups.
Now those groups give you that little juice, that little rock, that little bop when you in the car and you just like, I gotta do this. I gotta hit him with one of those little.
Yeah.
I rock side to side, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, you said one of my albums, right?
Yeah.
So you know, yeah, it would be one of them. One of them. You know, we had all together. I've had 10 albums that's been out for sale, not counting like mixtapes, not counting my SoundCloud. My SoundCloud got about 200 songs on it. You know what I mean? So
what? Since you mentioned SoundCloud, how do they find it on SoundCloud to go listen to that music?
Is The Average Man Eats.
Okay.
Yeah, The Average Man Eats, you know what I'm saying? So you type that in, all the 200 songs come up and everything, stuff with groups. I was in this group called The Big Three with my man Dame and Spook B. So there's a whole lot of stuff on there, you know what I'm saying? Most of it is instrumental stuff, because I don't give away them good singles for free. You understand?
Right.
What I'm saying? But just to hear a dude and his music or whatever, you know, I put that stuff up there. It's necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's way necessary. Me, I just let people rock out and let them do what they do.
Right.
So when it comes to my music or just music period, if you want to rock out, rock out. If someone hit me up, say, look, I want a custom song for a game.
All right.
Hey. What games you play? What game? What type of stuff, like games you play on a daily basis? Cause those games you play on a daily basis, those the games I'm gonna make this song for, to make you rock out every single time you play it. You just like, I gotta get it. That's the type of stuff I cater to. My supreme audience. I wouldn't say supreme audience.
Okay, I think
so. At this event at Dalot Paradise.
Right.
Now, you're not going to be... Are you going to be performing?
For sure.
All right, so you're going to be performing.
My whole camp going to be performing.
All right, so your whole camp going to be performing.
So your whole family. Yes, sir. We are in the house February 7th.
Okay. All right, so February 7th is going down. They make it do what it do. Trust me, if you're not at Dalot's Paradise... 47th and Baltimore Avenue.
No cover. This for the love. Come through and check this good hip hop out.
Right. So 4708 Baltimore Avenue, Dalot's Paradise. Man, it's gonna be the turn up. There's no cover. There's nothing you can do to say you're not coming. And not that. It's on a Thursday.
On Thursday, come out. Go to work hungover the next day. Come out.
Yeah, because you know some people don't got time for the Friday turn up. Get your little sway on. Get your little groove on. And at the end of the day, you can say, hey, I was with Bruise and them, and they made it rock.
The B-Boy Stand Show,
man. That's going to be the place to be for underground hip-hop and R&B. And you just gonna listen to some rap. You probably hear some cool artists that make you want to just say, fuck it, I gotta add this to my playlist.
Come on, cop some of these underground cats albums, you know what I mean? Cop some merch. Show some love, you know what I mean, to the underground artists. This how we make the dollar, you know what I'm saying? Like, come out, we gonna put on a good show for you. Supreme the Resurrector gonna be in the house. Who else, man? Where that flyer at, man? Give these niggas some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying?
Give them.
Shout-out my man Tokyo Rahul, you know what I'm saying? But Barsham Braves finest gonna be in the house. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got? We got the son of Jan gonna be up in there. Got my cousin Shaf Timmons, he gonna be in there. My other cousin Bo Flex Diamonds, Bo Diamonds, he gonna be in there, you know what I mean? Liz G, Suey whole family gonna be in there tight. We got a good show for y'all. My man Flamingo from Detroit, he gonna be in there. My man Smokestacks from Detroit, you know what I mean?
Smokestacks. I definitely heard of the brother. I heard some of his songs. I seen this man once or twice, you know.
And you know, my man DJ Dream Money, that's my DJ. He gonna be in there all night making it happen. It's gonna be hosted by my man Tokyo Raul. So, you know, come through, it's gonna be right.
Now, see, you mentioned Tokyo Raul. Mm. Now, not only do I know Tokyo Raul, come on, man, you seen. Mm-hmm. He was at Medmers.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Dial Out on 47th in Baltimore, making it do every Saturday, hitting you with them jams. Because even I was on the ones and twos up in there and hit you with those club bangers that y'all like the vibe to.
Right.
You know.
Right.
He did Dial Out yesterday from 10 to 2.
Right.
But it's just not about the Tokyo Raul, man, because this is all hip hop. Right. This is just on the love and strength of hip hop, to where hip hop make it do what it do and just make you groove.
Right.
So I want to say, what's one thing in hip hop that fully changed your life? Like, yo, I'm gonna do this for the rest of my life.
Nothing. This is what I do. This is my job, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get up and do something hip-hop every day. You know what I mean? This is what I do.
Oh, so you wake up and you breathe hip-hop.
This is my job. This is what I do, man. You know what I mean? If I don't work, you know what I mean? I don't eat. So, this is what I do. You know, I got the club in Detroit, Motown Philly.
Okay.
You know, I dropping music. I'm going on tour. I got Kansas coming up. I got Baltimore, Atlanta, Indiana, of course Detroit. Getting ready to go to Europe in July, man. It's just the job, man.
It's understandable. Yeah. Look, you dropping a lot of shit on people that just like, this man doing a lot, but guess what? He doing it for y'all, and he doing it just for the feel and the love of hip hop itself. Now, we had a conversation, and you just said you an artist.
I'm definitely an artist.
But you said you don't freestyle.
Nah, I don't have no use for it. You know what I mean? I don't look down on it. I love it as the part of hip hop that it is, or the part of the culture that it is. But it's just not what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's not my thing. If I spit, it's gonna be written. It's gonna have thought. You know what I mean? Like, cause there's a lot of dudes that feel like they can freestyle, and then they just be saying the same stuff over and over again. You know what I mean? I'm a songwriter. That's what I do.
Right. You like to sit there and collectively get your shit together.
Yeah. I put it together like I put my gear together for the day. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. See, look, I don't bag on no artists out there that come up here and be like, look, man, I don't spit, but I spit. You know, I write my shit. I can write. See, look, for me, I can write mine. And I can just freestyle some shit. But at the end of the day, it ain't about that. It's about the shit you love to do, when you do it, how you do it, and the time you do it in.
I don't have no problem with freestyling. It's just not what I do. I feel like everybody perfect the art, the craft part of the art that they like, right. You know what I'm saying? So the freestyle dudes, they sit around, they spit that shit all the time. So of course you're going get good at it, you know what I mean? Right. But that's not what I do. I sit down with a pen and a bag, you know what I mean?
So how do you feel about battle rappers? What's That's do you look at battle rappers like as like an art form of
if they good, man, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. I love it. You know, it's not something that I get into too much, you know what I'm saying? But I love that shit to see two dudes go at it, you know what I'm saying? Right. And it sound right, it look right, and they getting it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, it's a lot of niggas that don't sit down and perfect this shit as a craft, as they craft or whatever, and then they get into these battles and be like, oh boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't study the man they're going against.
But yeah, I love to see it though. I love to see it.
All right. See, look, I could appreciate that. I could appreciate.
I maintain my lane, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
Like, you want to go song for song? I'm with that. I got songs forever. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. Me myself. Look, everybody. If y'all know me, y'all know your boy. I started out in the state property area. You know. I started out in that era just because who the family is and, you know, who make it do. You know, I don't brag on who family is, but you already know, man. I make it do what it do. I don't care if I got a battle with Cat. I don't care if we just freestyling. I don't care if it's written song for written song. Stuff gonna happen the way it happened.
Mm.
Now, have you ever had a bad performance? Have you ever had that one bad performance where just like you gotta get on your grind?
It's been a long time. You know what I'm saying? Right. I give them what I give them. You know what I'm saying? I sweat for you. If I sweat for you, you done got a good show. Cause you know what I mean? I don't know, man. Not too awful. I've never been booed.
Mm.
I can't. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's just like sex, man. Even if it's bad sex, if I bust a nut, it's good. You know what I mean? So you know, it was a show, so it was good. If it was bad, you know what I mean?
You made money at the end of the day, so it doesn't matter.
But usually, I approach it with everything that I got. So I'm not too many bad shows at all.
So if you could give one piece of advice to these new cats coming up doing music. Want to be in the hip hop industry or just music industry by themselves, what's the one piece of advice that you could give them?
I don't have any advice. I'm gonna tell you why I don't have no advice though, because everybody looking for something different out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm to the point where I'm good with my career. I'm good with what's going on with my career. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing, another cat, he probably don't want to do, because I'm out here on the grind, you know what I mean? I drive to where I go, that's a job in itself, you know what I'm saying? And right. Then, you know, my thing is in the dirt, you know what I mean? But it's a living, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have no advice, I just say be consistent. You know what I'm saying? And that's not just in hip-hop. That's in anything you do. If a nigga selling dope, you know what I'm saying? Be consistent. If your customer come to you and you out, like, nigga, they gonna go to somebody else. Be consistent. You know what I mean? That's all I know, dog.
Right. Consistency. So, basically, his advice to y'all is be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you doing in life, positive, be consistent.
Yeah, it don't even matter if it's music or not, you know what I mean? Just be consistent.
Whatever your dream is, be consistent.
Yeah.
Be super consistent. So on that note, we're gonna drop you another song right now.
What you got?
We gonna rock out. We gonna vibe out.
What you got?
Matter of fact, we gonna vibe out to
what you got? You ain't got no music over there.
I'm gonna hit y'all with a little something.
Ain't got nothing over there.
I got it right here. Yeah. Hit y'all with that next joint. Let's go.
Go to ops. Gotta stop sending shots. Gotta stop spinning blocks. Gotta stop fucking dots. Gotta stop busting chops. Throwing work in the pot. Taking work out the pot. Trying and watching it lock. I ain't even see the yams yet. I ain't see 1,000 grams yet. Throw that work back on the scale. We gon' run it up and get them bands back. Bro knocks at his belt dirty. We gon' run it up and get my mans back. Put his ass right back on the strip. We gon' run it up and get them grams back. 30 clips. clips had them jam-packed. I remember popping Percocets, I remember popping Xanax. We was wearing Kelly on a chain, and I ain't even get my mans back. Half these niggas act dumb to it, but the other half understand that. Shooting films like IMAX, tell them boys don't try that. And my jet boys come and fly that. I be on them blocks where you hot at. I be on them blocks where it's hot at. And it's moving rocky, I'ma up the shotty, put a bowl where it's eye. Still fucking with them whack dots. Still pumping on them back blocks with them crack rocks. Can't stop, won't stop till I hit the jackpot. Ladder still in the stash box. Thought bitches giving mad top. Big gun like 6-1, it'll really knock down a Sasquatch. If I can't catch him, I'm spinning again. Then I'ma spin him in. Pull up on him and his friends. Shoot his teeth through his chin. Maybe spin in the wind. I can't lose, I'ma win. 32 with the lens. Fishtail in a Rari. Doing donuts in a bench. Upstate on them roadways. You been spinning niggas. Look, either you gon' take the deal, you gon' beat the deal. You remember, nigga. All them nights we was winning, nigga. All them nights you was sinning, nigga. Hell no, we ain't killing, nigga. I might fuck around and just kill a nigga. Thanks shaking like the Holy Ghost. Break the bank before I hit the road. Looking at them like they should've known. Looking at them like they speaking codes. 36 if we turn them raw. 16, I thought I seen it all. 19, I had a quarter bird. Fuck, I did, I went and got it all. Turned 20, I was in the States. Came up, had to take a plate. Praying for a letter every day. Putting on each and every way. I ain't even had to gangbang. All I had to do was make. All my niggas on the same thing. All my niggas in the gangway. And I don't chase no thoughts. And I don't save no guap. When I'm in the mall, I'ma buy it all. Like it's running out of stock. Hold up, I'm like Trinidad. Don't believe me, just watch. There's all gold in my ring. And it's all gold in my watch. Niggas bitching over nonsense. Popping perks till I'm nauseous. All these innies got me nauseous. I ain't dead, I'm unconscious. I ain't really good with talking. I don't really do the blogging. I run my town, you just walking. I run it up like I'm jogging.
Wait a minute.
Welcome, welcome. We are back. Hope you love that music that was being played that got you in your vibes. Hopefully it got you in your feelings. So, we still here with Bruise.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we would ask you to rap, but, you know, you don't. If you want to spit a written, and you know you can spit a written.
You got the songs, man.
Go ahead, man, you can spit a written.
We already talked about this, man. And then you gonna do that.
Hey, a brother gotta try. He gotta try to get a flow out your little.
February 7th. How about that?
All right, February 7th. You wanna hear Bruise rap, man?
You a smart ass, Hoss.
Hey, a brother gotta try any way and any means, brother. You know, so the way that it go. We always like for our artists to ask us any questions that they might want to ask us. You know, is there any questions that you got for us on the Midnight Hour 215? Because it's always, you know, a give and take on here.
Man, I want to know what we going to do. We going to work. We going to make this thing happen. That's what I want to know.
We're
going to have a connection. We're going to get my music played. We're going to get my artist music played. We're going to get my people played. We're going to do that.
Hey, we always going to do
that's
that.
That's all I want to know.
Hey, we always going to do
that's
that.
That's what's up.
We always going to do that. So let these people know where they can find you on social media.
Facebook, Keith Outlaw. Yeah, they did it to me. KEITHOUTLAW. I got a Bruise page. I don't be on there too much. You know, hit me on the personal page. Motown Philly on Instagram. That's the club out in Detroit. It's my spot. Any artists want to... link up, do some shows, do whatever. It's a massive place. You could do whatever you want there. We can make it happen. And we also 420 friendly, so you know, get at me on that. My songs, my singles, you could get them on iTunes, any online store, streaming, whatever. Make them things pop, please. YouTube, you can type in Suey Whole Family. That's SEWEYHOLEFAM. And everybody on Suey Whole Family will come up. Or you can just type in Bruise, BRUIZ, and you can see all my latest videos.
All right. So since we can't get a freestyle out of you,
ain't back on that again.
You know, no. We can't get a freestyle. Man. We can't get written this out of you. So man. It's cool. Mm. It's cool. You know, we'll just hit you up on that Thursday.
February 7th come February out. When I'm on one, you know what I'm saying? When I'm on one. Right now, you know, we relaxing. You got the little lights going. I'm chilling, you know what I mean?
These lights always make people do what they do.
I'm chilling, you know what I mean? I appreciate you having me out, though, you know.
Hey, I say any production or any, you know, trying to get yourself out there, trying to create something, it's always a good thing. No matter what it is, no matter what you do, you just make it do what it do for you and your crew. You know, I'm good for that, for the scheming, the rhyming, the making it happen, you know.
Alright.
No. So, we be right back. We're gonna go to a commercial. We're gonna cut that and just have a little fun. Alright, so right now we back from that little commercial break that we took. Hopefully y'all love the freestyle, cause trust me, it's just what it do. Man, make sure y'all check that new video game out called Succeeding to the Death, coming out real soon by Anderson Joseph Smith. So we right back here with Bruise.
What's good though?
So I want to ask you, since you here in the chair, with some of the producers that you work with.
I got two that I work with right now. I feel like we've been making hits, you know, You tell me when you check them out on YouTube. But my man, the General Watkins out in North Carolina, that's my man. He did Bag 'Em Back. He did the new song that's out, Bruise. And then I got my man that's from Detroit, but he live in Miami now, Sam the Grouch. Me and Sam, we've been doing music for some years now. He did Crispy, and he did the song Go that's coming out February 19th. So, you know, they're my two go-to cats right now. You know, they give me the alley-oop, and I jam it, you know.
All right. So, since they give you the jam and do the alley-oop, I heard you mention movies.
For sure.
So, what's now, can you talk about the movies somewhat? Can you?
Yeah, many movies that have turned into series. You know what I'm saying? Many movies like Detroit, Detroit 80s, Killers Are Us. It's a short film. It's on YouTube. Just put in Detroit 80s. It's directed, shot by my man Jigsaw out in Detroit, and now it's a series, so it's gonna be some, a new episode soon or whatever. And I'm up in there, you know, and it's up in there with a lot of good actors and a lot of legends too, you know, from Detroit or whatever. And I start shooting March for Summer's Eve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my man Michael Myers out in Chicago. He got a Netflix series getting ready to come out. I got a big part in there. I play Big Ben. You know, they always cast me as a dope dealer.
Oh, you talking Netflix, man. Yeah. You don't got to say no more. You said Netflix. I'm like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Will the people be able to binge watch this?
Yeah, for sure. He putting it together, you know, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
So you got series episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be episodes. All right. It's a series. So hey. It's called Summer's Eve. It's based in Chicago.
Hey, I might be a radio host, but can a brother get a role?
You know, hey, listen, man. I just be happy to be around, dog. You know, they hit me up. I don't have any juice, bro. I ain't asking for the juice.
Just give me the interview. I'll take care of the rest of everything.
I don't have no pull, my dude. But hey, yeah, you know,
if you could sway your interview, like, hey, man, check this dude. He a good actor. We good. I have nothing. I let the people do what they want to do. Yeah, you want to kill me off in the first 10 seconds? Please. I don't care. Let that be what it is. Kill me off in the first 10 seconds. Find out how they did my murder. I don't want to know. Just do what you want to do.
And the other is a short film that I'm going to be in. It's called Pay Me in Respect. My man Fess Taylor from Staten Island. Okay. That's his project getting ready to come out or whatever. So, you know, out here trying to do it from all
angles. So when that drop, where can they find out at?
I don't know what outlets he's working with right now. You know, I just call for a little extra part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
You know, I take all roles, dog. Okay. Yeah.
Look, I don't got nothing to say. You know, I was on the road with myself not that long ago, so I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. When you're like, look, I ain't got no say enough.
Saying nothing, dog. Then shut up and read your lines. That's where I'm at. You know.
Hey, I've been in the producer standpoint. I've been in the music standpoint. I've been in the stand up comedy. The clothing line. Look, whatever you think of, I do it. So I know any standpoint you say. I know what you're talking about.
Shut up and read the lines. I'm like, yep, reading the lines.
That's what it is. You know, if you get me in front of those people, I don't care. Look, I tell you this now. I might be the host, but I'm gonna tell you this now. I got some movies I'm working on too. Don't think we over here slacking. You may never know who you might see, because a whole bunch of artists I do interview, I talk to them about the movie and we get it in.
Right.
We definitely get it in. So, since you're saying you're doing movies and acting and stuff like that, so if you could write a movie or a type of movie that you would want to do, what's the type of movie that you would want to do? The perfect role for you?
I don't know, man. I don't have no perfect role. Like I said, I do it whatever it take to make it happen on it. But I'm just little tired of the like I said, the dope dealing and all that. But you know, if it's what it's about, I got right. You know what I mean.
That's your
play it or whatever.
That's your foot in the door.
You
to
know
get,
what I mean? So
understandable. You know, understandable.
But I'm down for any type role. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a few different movies. You know what I'm saying? One, Genocidal Behavior. My OG Rick Watkins.
Okay.
That's his movie. I was in there. I had a nice little part in that. So I've been doing it. So. It's whatever with me.
All right. So, I kind of want to ask you, what's the TV shows or something that, like, when you want to roll, with some of the things that you watch on television? Like the things that probably... For you to write some new shit.
I'm a Law and Order dude. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, all right. You like the mysteries.
Regular Law and Order and SVU though.
Oh, I can fuck with you on SVU.
SVU and shit. Like, I'm not a real criminal intent dude. I don't really like that John like that. But shit, the other two, Law and Order, Dick Wolf do his thing. You know.
All right, look. And I'm telling you, you gotta watch some Hawaii 5-0, brother.
I don't know, man. Like
Chin is a bad motherfucker.
You know the other shit that I be watching, man, that drive people crazy. Like I watch Snap. I watch a lot of stuff on Reels, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like ID channel. I'll be watching right. That type of shit.
Hey, I like the stuff that got to sit, like they got the multiple, you know, season episodes.
Yeah.
I got to watch it.
Fatal Attraction and For My Man. That's my type. I don't know. I just be watching that shit. Blow a L, watch that, I'm good.
Alright, understandable. So we already know, man, you probably gotta go make moves, go do your thing.
The streets is calling, that's all.
Yeah.
Man.
So, let them know where they can find you out on social media one more time, just so they don't forget and they gotta rewind.
Facebook, Keith Outlaw, on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Sui Whole Family, Brews, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, streaming everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Just check your boy out. Bruiz, Bruised.
You heard it first right here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. And don't forget, man, we still got Pamela G out there. So if y'all see Pamela G, man, give her a big what's up from the fam and let her know she out here doing her thing. It's all positivity. It's all music. It's all hip-hop and R&B. And if you can, when you see her, shoot your shot. Because you already know, you don't shoot your shot, you're getting it taken down.
Yo, shout out to Sui Whole Fam, Lish G's, and the rest of the Sui Whole Family, DJ Dream Money, everybody that rock with us.
DJ Money. DJ Money. Sue family, y'all yeah. Mean y'all make it do what y'all do and rock out. So on that note, we gonna pop off with the next song and then we'll talk some more. But Bruiz is out.